This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And I am joined now by Malcolm Byrne, TD and spokesperson on climate, environment, energy from Fianna Fáil. And I'm also joined by Mairead Farrell, TD and spokesperson on public expenditure, infrastructure and public service reform from Sinn Féin. And we are on to talk about what the government should or should not do or are not doing in terms of fuel inflation. But I might, before we get stuck into that, ask you both your views. I'll come to you first, Malcolm. Your views on what President Connolly said yesterday, or speaking out about Donald Trump being in breach of international law. Should she have said it?
Well, the eve, Kira, August Mairead, and good evening to your listeners. Well, I think the President is entitled to her personal views, and I think most of us know her views on the United States. But foreign policy and international policy is a matter for the government, and the government will be expressing its approach to this issue. And we've always been committed to multilateralism as a state, to try to cooperate with other nations, to try to resolve what has happened, has happened and what is happening.
And that's fair, but she was speaking as the President on International Women's Day. She was not issuing a personal view. So again, I put it to you, should she have said it?
Well, I'm inclined to agree with your point of view. I'm not supportive of the actions that were taken by the United States and Israel, but I think it would have been helpful if the President had also condemned the regime in Iran. And it has to be remembered that since the start of this year, there have been 30,000 people killed in Iran for protesting against the regime. And there's effectively a gender apartheid has been going on, where women have been treated appallingly.
Many of them, those protesters were killed for tearing off the enforcement of the hijab. I'm going to ask you the same question, Marie, before we get stuck into fuel inflation. Was the President right to say what she said?
Yeah, look, I think it's a statement of fact. I think it's a statement of fact that the US and Israel have broken international law. And I find it surprising that the government are finding it difficult to say that. I think, and I always say that no matter who breaks international law, it should be said and it should be condemned. And my big problem is that if we don't condemn it when certain powerful states do it, then it diminishes it when we say it for others. And it nearly, I think, on an international level, allows for the breaking of international law by some countries.
Do you have any issue, Mairead, with the fact that it is in breach of our Article 13 of our own constitution, the President speaking in such a way?
Look, I think that, I've known Catherine Connolly for years. Catherine Connolly's a barrister. I would imagine that she's acutely aware what she can and can't say. And I think that her stating a fact is actually quite an important thing for her to do.
Okay. And that fact that there was no mention of, on International Women's Day, the women in particular who have suffered under the Iranian regime, do they not count?
Of course they do. But you've asked me whether I think she should have said that or not. Of course,
is it not strange not to highlight
International Women's Day? Look, to be perfectly honest, I haven't read the whole statement. But I think that, whatever she may have said, if she excluded the women of Iran, like, of course, she should mention the women of Iran, including the girls that were killed in the school bombing that we saw. And that's the reality of the situation. It's a horrific situation for women and for girls.
All right. Look, we'll leave it there because I know that's not what either of you are invited on about, but I just wanted to get your views. Mairead, come to you first of all. What needs to happen? We are seeing fuel inflation again. We are seeing people, I suppose, going, my God, how am I going to heat my home? What do you want to see the government do?
Look, I think what we need to see really from government is action in relation to this. And that's kind of what surprised me, to be honest, over the course of the weekend, is that the government have been hemming and hawing rather than have an actual action. What really surprised me yesterday was that Minister Thomas Byrne said that the government is planning to go ahead with increase in the carbon tax on the in May. I think that's astonishing, because that's just telling people that prices are going to increase further. I think we need to they need to scrap that idea immediately and make that clear to people. And I think they need to reduce, you know, excise duty on petrol and diesel. And we need to see real support for people that can't pay their electricity bills, their oil fill and all of that. Like, it is having a real life impact on people. I had a man on to me who, a pensioner, a man in his 70s, who on Friday rang to get a price for oil and was told to ring back on Monday. And he said he just can't afford it. He can't heat his home. And, you know, we all hear these stories, you know, but it's a reality for people. And I really do think that the government need to maybe have a bit of cop on here and just actually do some actions and try and alleviate the pressures that people are under.
Okay. Malcolm, are you going to do any of those things?
Well, in the first instance, like everybody else, I spent the weekend talking to constituents. I know that people are very worried about the impact on cost of living. I've been talking to hauliers, to people in the agri sector, because the cost of fertilizer, people who are importing and exporting, and obviously the impact that these rising costs may have on them. So there's a couple of things to say. I mean, government has everything that, you know, under review. The Taoiseach Minister of Finance is at a meeting of Eurozone finance ministers where it's been discussed today. You may be aware that the G7 finance ministers are also talking with the International Energy Agency around whether there should be a release of emergency oil reserves. And I think that the decision has to be based on the evidence. We don't know as yet. We're a week into this conflict. We don't know as yet whether it's going to be a long drawn out event or whether you know, the US is going to draw to a close pretty soon. I listened to Mairead's response, which was, we need to slash taxes and then give away more money, which frankly doesn't work. So what I'll say is what is being done. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission is monitoring in terms of any prices or any potential price gouging that's going to happen. In terms of the most vulnerable, 50,000 families who are on the working family payment are now from this Thursday going to benefit from the fuel allowance. And that will also be backdated to January. So that means among the most vulnerable families, they will now have access to the fuel allowance, which now covers 26% of households receive the fuel allowance. In terms of, you know, cutting the carbon tax and so on, and I mean, this is one of the problems in terms of the, you know, a short-term measure about what we need to achieve long-term. The key thing for Ireland long-term is we need to move away from fossil fuels from an environmental point of view, but also from an energy security point of view, toward renewable energies.
Yeah,
like
but
wind
that's a
solar.
Very long-term plan, Malcolm, and that's cold comfort
the,
now.
But where are we going? But one of the points Mairead made is about people being able to heat their homes. Where does the carbon tax go? The carbon tax goes towards retrofitting of people's homes in order to ensure that we're not relying, you know, on kerosene and we're not exposed to the sort of costs that are going to happen. Now, that's not to say that there won't be, and as Minister Thomas Byrne said, everything is under review. It was 4 weeks after Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine before a number of measures were introduced at that stage. And I think what we need to see is we need to see exactly what is going to happen, working with our EU partners to try to ensure that we protect the most vulnerable in society.
Let me come back to Mairead. Mairead, it's a bit too soon to do anything knee-jerkish. We need to wait and see. Perhaps there will be a release of oil from other sources. Perhaps this will all stabilise and settle, and it would be too soon to give tax breaks or reduce excise, etc.
I think this is a problem with the government's approach. They've just gotten it so badly wrong. They don't understand that people are suffering already. Like, we already know that one in four people are in arrears when it comes to gas bills. We already know that 320,000 people are in arrears when it comes to electricity bills. That's record numbers of people that literally cannot pay their bills before this happened. And for government to say, oh, we're going to just wait and see, sure, who knows what will happen in the coming weeks. Of course, nobody knows what's going to happen in relation to the war in Iran. We don't, of course, we don't know. But what we do know is that people can't pay their bills. We know that people are struggling, that people are extremely worried at the moment because they can't pay for
what
for
about
heating,
that point
or they're worried
if
about
we
being
cut,
able to use
if
their,
we cut the carbon
petrol
tax,
and diesel.
That we won't have the kind of money that we were expecting to have to do things like retrofitting, making maybe older people's houses warm, etc.
So first of all, we're dealing with a crisis now. So, I mean, if you want to go in and start retrofitting everybody's house right now and tell me that it'll be done in the next 24 hours and it's going to make sure that they have a warmly heated home, you know, that's nonsensical not to understand that people are struggling right now. We already know that there's claims that the government have made 38 million in VAT since last week due to the higher costs. What we need is action immediately. I mean, I just think this wait and see approach by government is a luxury that most people don't have, to wait and see how they're going to get on. Let's see what happens here on a European level. Let's see what other people are saying. What people elect governments to do is to show a bit of leadership and actually act in their best interests. In their best interest right now is that they can afford to pay for petrol and diesel to go to work, that they can heat their homes when they're cold. These are things that are necessities. These are not luxuries for people.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
These are luxury thoughts that you're having, Malcolm, and indeed, the idea that the carbon tax is going to be ring-fenced down the line is cold comfort currently. Also, I mean, it's fair to say, isn't it, that motor fuel, for example, has about 65% of the cost of it is tax. You could do something with a wave of a pen that would actually make things easier for people right now.
So what leadership requires is evidence-based policymaking, not just, you know, populist slogans. And I know, look, of course, everyone would love to see, you know, taxes being cut. And of course, loads of people would see lots of money being spent in particular areas. But what government has to do is, you know, there's a clear commitment that they all voted to introduce a system of carbon taxes in order to fund retrofitting, in order to fund the acre scheme to support farmers, in order to fund the fuel allowance, which now benefits, as I said, 26% of households. That's fine. We can look at you know, trying to adopt the sort of the approach of let's cut all those taxes and remove those schemes.
Yeah, but Mairead makes the point that people won't feel the benefit for a long time.
I appreciate that, but if
you did cut excise in the wake of the Ukraine invasion by Russia.
And this was the point that I made. It was 4 weeks into Russia's invasion of Ukraine when we were able to assess exactly what the impact was going to be, where decisions were made. So this is about evidence-based policymaking. One of the other suggestions which I've had, which is obviously in terms of is the setting up of a fuel finder system. So in other words, a requirement on all service stations around the country, within 30 minutes of them changing the prices at the pumps, they must report it centrally to the CCPC. That must be published. So for motorists and for others, that they know in real time.
So you're going to make it easier to shop around. Is that what you're saying?
It's to make it easier to shop around, but it is also to expose a situation whereby sometimes when we see an increase in wholesale oil prices on the international markets, the prices go up, but when the wholesale oil prices come down, the prices at the pumps don't come down
all
as
right.
quickly.
I'm going to give the last word to Mairead. Mairead, are these not fair enough points that there is an element of waiting and seeing? Because actually, if everything does settle, if we make all these cuts, we will be worse off in terms of our exchequer figures for it, and it won't be necessary. And also things like that, those kind of consumer-friendly things, making it easier for people to shop around, the government is taking action.
Shop around when prices are as high as they are. Like, we've heard from petrol stations that they're being quoted 2.9 a litre diesel or 2.05. Like, so we know that this is what's happening, that their prices are increasing massively. And the government's two favourite things to say when they don't want to do something is A, shift the blame onto somebody else, and B, tell us that it's too complicated for our poor heads to understand. We know what's going on. We know there it's evidence-based. It's evidence-based that people cannot pay their bills. It's evidence-based that people are really, really struggling at the moment. So what we need now is a bit of leadership from government to actually act and do something about it, rather than this constant shifting of the blame away from themselves.
We will have to unfortunately leave it there, but thank you both very much for joining us. That is Mairead Farrell, their TD and spokesperson on public expenditure, and Malcolm Byrne, TD and spokesperson on climate, energy and the environment. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
Loads of people getting in touch on this. Unfortunately, this government is so far removed from the reality of real people's situations, says a listener. Another says it's going to get so expensive to go to work for people on low wages that it's not going to pay to work. Keep those texts coming in.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.